But if you're in Sydney's western suburbs, maybe you feel as though you've been trapped in a radius of just a couple of kilometres, started some cultural and fulfilling experiences like hitting a gallery, a museum, maybe just getting outside, going for a walk, a bit of fitness, breathing it all in. If this is the case, well, you're in luck. The City of Parramatta Council is behind an initiative alongside Parramatta's Artist Studio, displaying artwork in and around the streets for any and for all to check out for themselves. Maybe this is in their lunch break, even on a morning coffee run. It sounds like some cool business. And to tell us a little more about the works, titled Parramatta by Foot, is curator Sophie. Are you there?
Hey, yes, I am here. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for coming on. Firstly, what exactly is Parramatta by Foot?
Yeah, so Parramatta Foot is this amazing art project that we've been able to deliver during a pandemic, which is amazing in itself. And it's a project that features four different artworks in four different locations across the Rose Hill ward of Parramatta. So they're in the public spaces of Parramatta. So basically anyone can walk out, find them, take a look and enjoy a cultural experience during a pandemic.
That's really, really cool. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's going really well. We kicked off the project by installing the artworks, and they all look amazing. If you have a look at the discoverparramatta.com website, you'll see one of the works by Nadia Odlam, which is this amazing labyrinth artwork that's painted on the ground outside the Wentworth Point Community Centre and Library. So it's literally in the library forecourt. And it's this beautiful labyrinth that you can literally walk the pathways of the labyrinth, and children and families are really engaging with it, of course, in a really safe, socially distanced way. And it's just this amazing thing. You can go down to the library, borrow a book and engage with the artwork. So, yeah, they're all looking really amazing.
That's cool. I've always kind of wondered, maybe I've even seen it, just haven't realised, but when you say kind of you're putting them up, is there an orchestrated approach of kind of, I don't know, getting it done secretly overnight, or do you quietly, I don't know, do you just do it openly in the light of day in front of people to drum up a little bit of interest? I'm just asking for myself.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, it's really interesting, actually, because as an artist studio, we're really invested in the creative process, so the process of making an artwork. So, in fact, when you're installing an artwork in a public space, you can't hide. You can't be really covert. And so it's actually been one of the beautiful experiences of installing these artworks is that engagement with the general public whilst you're literally making the artwork. So it's not an invisible process. People get to see the artist literally making the work. It's not like walking into a gallery where you just see a finished artwork on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, people were able to see the artist making the work in person, in situ. So, yeah, no, it's not covert at all.
That's really, really cool. Hey, I understand there's some particularly heightened kind of social unrest and activism regarding kind of racism and the like going on at the moment. Parramatta's a very multicultural area. Are we seeing any of this kind of reflected and displayed in the works?
You know, the works are really about the places that they are. So essentially they're site-specific works. So we have this amazing work down by the Parramatta River by our First Nations artists Leanne Tobin and Jason Wing. And the work really speaks to the Indigenous history of the land. So it's about the aquatic wildlife and the fishing technologies that First Nations people used in the area. And it's really important, you know, this work, that particular work, or all these works, in fact, are on the unceded land of the Darug people, who are the traditional custodians of the lands of Parramatta. And so, you know, when you see amazing works by First Nations artists on the ground of Parramatta, you know, they're really important statements about cultural diversity and cultural acceptance. So I think works like that at times like this really speak to that diversity and inclusion in our community. So, yeah, I think they're really fantastic.
Absolutely. Why else do you think it's important to give kind of Sydney's West, Parramatta in particular, a voice like this in Sydney's cultural scene?
Oh, it's so important. It's such a huge question. You know, like, culture is so integral to Parramatta. We're a huge, diverse community and a diverse place. And our communities in Parramatta, just like any other community, deserve and want those cultural experiences. You know, we have a wealth of fantastic cultural organisations across Western Sydney, from Blacktown to Campbelltown to Fairfield to Parramatta. And, you know, and we're ready to welcome the Powerhouse Museum in Parramatta as well. And so we have this huge diverse population in Western Sydney who are engaged with cultural activity and who really deserve these amazing cultural experiences. And apart from all of that, we just have amazing artists as well. You know, the hottest, literally the hottest artists working in Sydney at the moment are all in Western Sydney.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Hey, if people want to go and check it out, where would you suggest maybe if there's one that they should just rock up to, what would it be? And then obviously they should probably just go to the website as well, like you said, if you just want to give that a plug, if they want to go and check it out.
Yeah, so discoverparramatta.com is the website where you'll find the information. So the works are all located in the Rose Hill Ward. So they're in Granville, Rydalmere, Wentworth Point and Harris Park. So I mentioned the Wentworth Point one already and the one by the river. The one also in Harris Park, if you've never been to Harris Park before, great Indian food and cultural experiences there. Go grab some food and check out the work of Penelope Kane there, or the one down by Granville train station by Callan J. Deer as well. Great experiences in our public spaces in Parramatta.
Fantastic. All the best with it going forward through to September. Yeah, they're on display.
Yeah, so it's an initiative of the council supported by our Rose Hill Ward councillors, and it's on until the 20th of September.
Cool. Thanks so much for coming on the show today, Sophie. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much.
Cheers, have a good week.